Perhaps you've heard the famous story of the British and German troops on Christmas Eve in World War I, who were in the trenches less than 100 yards from each other. On that evening, when the British troops heard the Germans singing Christmas carols, at which point they began singing carols of their own, and before long, those two groups declared a truce, just long enough to get out of the trenches and sing Christmas carols together in 1914. They didn't speak the same language, and they were clearly on different sides of the war. But when you seemingly have almost nothing in common, whatever commonality exists can seem significant. In the gospel, Jesus points out how incredible it is that of the ten lepers who were healed, the only one who returned to give thanks was a Samaritan. But I think there's actually something more incredible in this gospel that happened before that. Something that's kind of glossed over in the story. One could say that in the time of the Bible, the Samaritans and the Jews had very little in common. Kind of like the British and the Germans in 1914. It actually began centuries before Jesus came, when some of the tribes of the people of God lived in the north, where Samaria is, and others lived in the south, where Jerusalem is. So the people in the north couldn't go to the south to go to the temple in Jerusalem. So they created their own places to worship in the north. And in the time of Jesus, there were both Samaritans in the north and in the south, but not together. In fact, John's gospel even clearly says the Jews and Samaritans used nothing in common. So to me, what's more incredible than the fact that only a Samaritan came to give thanks is the fact that if you put the pieces together, it means that the 10 lepers were a mix of Samaritans and Jews. A group of people who would otherwise have never lived together or even spoken to each other found something in common in their illness and their rejection. Even the person who I don't know or don't like shares something with me. What might that be? Well, over the summer, I had the opportunity to travel with the seminarians of Dodge City and Salina to Ars, France, the home of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests. Thanks to those of you who helped make it possible. And right outside the basilica in Ars, where St. John Vianney is buried, is a little bakery where you can order fresh, authentic crepes and baguettes and other French specialties. So the man at the counter, in his broken English, is asking where I'm from. And I said, well, I'm from Kansas, in the United States. And his eyes light up and he says, Kansas? I said, my niece teaches in Kansas. I said, wow, that's amazing. Where does she teach? He said, I have no idea. He said, I don't even know where Kansas is. Okay, I'll just take one of those and one of those and one of those. I could focus on what we don't have in common? Any two of us have plenty of things not in common. But just like British and German soldiers on Christmas Eve, or Jews and Samaritans with leprosy, we may not be all different. Because of our humanity, we all have something in common. Well, the person in the Ford County jail, the Somali family who moved in across from us, the person who sits in your very pew at 11 or 1, the person not even born yet. I can think of all the things that I don't have in common with those people. But how much more valuable is it to never forget what I do have in common with them? All created by God, all torn apart by sin, all saved by Jesus Christ. Perhaps the most remarkable piece of the healing of the 10 lepers is not so much that the Samaritan came back, but that the Samaritans and the Jews lived together. Recognizing that a commonality overcame any difference they had. A commonality of life and love.